Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. All Saints Sunday reminds us that a saint is a holy person of God because of their relationship with God, who is ultimately holy. Which means any person in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ is a saint. And that includes each and every one of you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, the Apostle Paul assures us of this. And when he wrote, "To those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours." Each and every one of us are saints, but this doesn't automatically make us behave like saintly people. Because the moment our eyes open in the morning, we may think of something contrary to God's will, and it may even be sinful, which is actually normal for every saint. The Apostle Paul understood that very well because he wrote in Romans, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am not spiritual since sin rules me as if I were its slave. I do not understand the things I do. I do not do what I want to do, and I do the things I hate. I do the things I hate." We saints tend to allow our shortcomings and the guilt of our humanity inhibit us from taking risks as saints of God, because we have been conditioned to think we must be perfect in order to be a saint. But when we look at St. Peter, St. Mary Magdalene, or any canonized or recognized saint, we find them to be just like us, imperfect. They are imperfect. St. Peter was tremendously imperfect. He was impulsive and often chastised by Jesus. Instead of praying as Jesus asked, Peter fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Peter denied knowing Jesus three times after Jesus was arrested. St. Augustine of Hippo prayed, "Lord, give me chastity. Lord, give me chastity. But not yet." And it appears St. Bridget of Ireland had quite a liking for beer, according to this portion of a poem attributed to her. "I should like a great lake of beer for the King of Kings. I should like the angels of heaven to be drinking it through time eternal." The Episcopal Church commemorates people as recognized saints when a portion of their lives displays some of these qualities: heroic faith, love, goodness of life, joyousness, service to others for Christ's sake, devotion, recognition by the faithful, and historical perspective. And such people are very important to our faith in Jesus Christ, because we can look at a specific portion of their lives for inspiration as we struggle in our lives to live our lives in the way Jesus wants us to live them, in communion with Christ and in communion with each other. This belief formulates our faith, and it is nicely summarized in Lesser Feasts and Fast 2000. I don't know if it's in our current book of saints entitled A Great Cloud of Witnesses, because I do not have that copy. But this is what Lesser Feasts and Fasts 2000 says. "The church is the communion of saints. that is, a people made holy through their mutual participation in the mystery of Christ. This communion exists through history, exists now, and endures beyond the grave and gate of death into heaven. Endures beyond the grave and gate of death into heaven. For God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And those still on their earthly pilgrimage continue to have fellowship with those whose work is done. The pilgrim church and the church at rest join in watching and praying for that great day when Christ shall come again to change and make perfect our common humanity in the image of Christ's risen glory. 1 John tells us, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. And because we are children of God, we are called to be holy the way Jesus Christ is holy. The Holy Gospel, according to John, puts it this way. Christ was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. It's only by God's grace and love that we are children of God, saints who are made holy, not because we are holy, not because we are holy, but because God is holy. And because you are a child of God through Jesus Christ, you have been given eternal life with all the saints who have gone before you to live in God's heavenly kingdom. And you are sanctified. You are sanctified, set apart for God's purpose. Therefore, ask yourself, what is God's purpose for my imperfect life? What is God's purpose for my imperfect life? I'm closing today's sermon with a poem by Ada Cambridge and a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is the poem. Blessed are they whose baby souls are bright, whose brows are sealed with cross of light, whom God himself has deigned to robe in white. Blessed are they. Blessed are they who follow through the wild his sacred footprints as a little child, who strive to keep their garments undefiled. Blessed are they. Blessed are they who commune with Christ midst holy angels at the Eucharist, who eyes seek sunlight through the rain and the mist. Blessed are they. Blessed are they, the strong in faith and grace, who humbly fill their own appointed place. They who with steadfast patience run the race. Blessed are they. Blessed are they who suffer and endure. They who through thorns and briars walk safe and sure. Gold in the fire, made beautiful and pure. Blessed are they. Blessed are they on whom the angels wait to keep them facing the celestial gate, to help them keep their vows inviolate. Blessed are they. Blessed are they to whom at dead of night, in work, in prayer, though veiled from mortal sight, the great King's messengers bring love and light. Blessed are they. Blessed are they whose labors only cease when God decrees the quiet, sweet release, who lie down calmly in the sleep of peace. Blessed are they. Whose dust is angel guarded, where the flowers and soft moss cover it, in this earth of ours, whose souls are roaming in celestial bowers, blessed are they. Blessed are they, our precious ones, who trod a pathway for us or rock-strewn sod. How are they numbered with the saints of God? Blessed are they. Blessed are they, elected to sit down with Christ in that day of supreme renown, when his own bride shall wear her bridal crown. Blessed are they. Let us pray. O God, the King of saints, we praise and glorify your holy name for all your servants who have finished their course in your faith and fear. For the Blessed Virgin Mary, for Saint Matthias, for holy matriarchs, for holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and for all your other righteous servants, known to us and unknown. We pray that, encouraged by their examples, aided by their prayers, and strengthened by their fellowship, we also may be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll now have a moment of silence.